Greetings and welcome to
Convo versus Convo,
where we have the conversations we all want to but don't.
Yep.
I am Crystal.
And I'm Dana.
And thank you all for tuning in today. And our topic today is a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
It is how to have a healthy relationship with your child or parent without losing their respect.
Exactly. Because as you all may know by listening to our episodes, Miss Crystal, out of respect, she's my mother. And I find it very, very uncomfortable saying, you know, her name, because I normally say mom. I never call my mom by her name. Of course, out of respect, but it just sounds, it just feels weird.
Right.
Yeah, but over the years, I've always had a good, strong, communicative relationship with my mother. We've talked about everything, you know, pop culture, anything that's happening, especially, you know, spiritual conversations too. But the number one thing that I definitely pray about is to never lose that respect where I cross the line or anything. Because even when she opens up to me, you know, and we have our one-on-ones, I definitely keep in mind that, hey, even though, you know, my mom is, you know, she's forever young, I still keep in mind that she's still my mother. She's still my mother. I'm not going to, you know, cross any boundaries or ask any questions that I'm not really supposed to ask, mm-hmm. you know?
You know, yes, thank you for that comment, forever young. But we all look truthfully, you know, every day we age.
Yeah.
I age, you age.
Oh, I'm aging.
You know, we're all getting older.
But I'm still young.
We're all getting older. But I think it's really not about age. It's about it's about maturity.
Maturity.
And I think that is the key.
Yeah, it is.
To having a healthy relationship with your parent or child without losing their respect. The real key there is maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins when you're child and this is your parents that you see every day. And sometimes we can become complacent.
Yes, indeed.
We can, you know, take them for granted. And, you know, someone else can come around and tell you to do something and you just do it.
Yes.
I mean, so it really takes a child who is, you know, who is growing up that's spiritually mature and have that understanding that,
exactly.
Hey, this is a parent that God gave me and this is a person that's taken care of me.
And raised me.
You know, a lot of the time, children look to their parents as a financier.
Exactly.
You know, that, you know, you take care of me, but then when is the turn for the child to do what they're supposed to do, they renege, you know. They
rebel.
They're having trouble.
Exactly.
You know, being obedient, but yet I'm supposed to take care of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, that's not happening.
Exactly.
So having said that, I just think that parents really need to set that solid foundation
in
place, and it needs to start with discipline.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And another thing, mom, while you're on that topic, why do you think specifically moms, because I hear this a lot mm-hmm. on television or on talk shows or in movies, because most moms want to be the cool mom.
Right.
But why do you think most moms specifically think that they want to be their child's friends or friend because they don't want to seem like the harsh or the strict mom that mm-hmm. no one wants to be around? Why do you think most moms want to be?
I know the exact answer to that. And the answer is this. Based on their childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And their own relationship with their parent, they're going to tell themselves, well, when I have a child, I'm going to be better. I'm going to do this with my child. And I think when we have that attitude, we just miss the whole understanding of what it means to a parent.
The whole purpose.
To be a parent. A parent isn't your friend, but they will be a friend to you because they sacrifice for you. Okay? They show you love. They give you. They're giving. They're understanding. That's what a friend does. So they're going to be like a friend, but they're not your friend in form of a is someone in your peer group. This is your parent. They were there. They were in the world before you.
Yes,
you
they
came
were.
Through them. And their responsibility is to train you up to be an obedient vessel, to be a person that's purpose-driven and productive, and a person to give back to the world what was given to them.
Exactly.
You know, a child cannot give what they don't have.
What they don't
have. And that's where the problem is.
It is.
You know, when the parents just want to be their friends, they're not giving the child the tools that they need.
No discipline. Because you can't do what you do in your house outside of right. your on the street, because let's say if you, come on, let's be honest, kids. I mean, like teens, you know, like, you know, I'm a teen too. So let's be honest here, you know, like sometimes if we may leave on the sink or if we may leave trash on the floor, we can't do that when we go outside on the street, because for one, we're going to get fined by the police.
Right.
And of course, it's just not. It's just not a good practice, because
they still do it though.
They still do it. You can't. They That's still terrible. Do it. It's terrible,
because you know what? A lot of the time they see their parents throw trash out
their parents
or the car.
Yeah,
you know. And sadly, you know, a lot of parents, they don't teach their children like how,
exactly.
how to keep a house clean.
Yeah,
to vacuum, to empty the trash, to clean up. They don't make it a consistent way of life.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, because guess what? We are creatures of habit.
Exactly.
So if we're not taught habitually to do X, Y, Z, it's not going to happen.
It is not going
to
happen.
You know, and these things need to be engraved at a very early age.
Exactly.
So that the child knows, hey, I'm supposed to care for my surroundings. I'm supposed to keep it clean.
Be respectful so towards others.
So when they go out, whether they use a public bathroom or someone else's house, they would keep it clean too.
Yes. And another thing though, I hear, we hear this a lot, because our mom is a single mother and I'm the youngest out of four children. And I get this a lot from a lot of strangers, is that they always tell our mom, oh, your children are so polite. Like, what do you do? And we also hear comments like, do you guys ever argue? Because since we are, you know, keep in mind that we're also representing, you know, our Lord and Savior, and we always
right.
keep in mind that, you know, that our mom raises better than that
right.
to be, you know, acting out of sorts outside of the home.
Right.
Yeah. So, and another thing, the most important thing is to remember that, hey, even though if people may think that, oh, if you argue at home because you may not show that outside, you know, the most important thing is to don't let that get to you or making you feel like, oh, so since we're not arguing, you know, mm-hmm. then maybe we should, you know, argue.
But you know what? Here's the thing, guys. I'm going to keep it all the way real. As a parent, I always knew I had the authority.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it down right now. Okay, I'm going to give you guys the answer as how to have a healthy relationship, and it's this. You have to use your authority,
mm-hmm.
but in a loving way, in a
loving.
Way that you're treating your child the way you would want to be treated,
mm-hmm.
with respect and honor and dignity, and of course with love. But you need to understand that, listen, you are the authoritative figure in the home. You're the priest in the home. Okay, you call service. Your home is a church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're teaching your child to give.
Yes, you are.
Back to people, unto the Lord right there. You have offering. You have tithes and offering in your home.
Exactly.
You're teaching your child how to sit and commune together and break bread. You know, you are the one that's providing for your child. Your child isn't providing for you. Don't get this twisted here. You know, and that's where the problem is. A lot of parents, they feel sorry. Again, as I said, earlier, that they feel that because they were mistreated growing up, they want to spoil their children or spare them. No, what does the Bible say? Do not spare the rod.
Or spoil the child.
And spoil the child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of parents get into trouble.
That's what they do.
And the child ends up turning around and biting off their ear and just embarrassing them. And another thing I would like to be made clear here. You know, and you're sitting here listening, right?
Yep.
our home, we're not perfect.
No, we're not, by all means.
By no means. But one of the things I will never tolerate is disrespect.
Yeah.
I don't care if you and your siblings, you know, go back and forth or you have a disagreement or whatever. Mm-hmm. It will happen. But we need to solve them, and we need to do it quickly, efficiently, purposefully, but also with a sense of love.
Exactly.
Okay? And and that's where the maturity factor comes in.
Yeah.
And because you and your siblings, you're all different, you're at different ages, or you're different people, mm-hmm. some of you may get it and some of you won't get it at the moment.
Yeah.
It may take some of you a while to understand what's going on or to look introspect or within yourself to see, okay, wow, this is how I really acted. And because I'm acting like this, we're not getting anywhere. We're not solving the issue. We're just going back and round and round and round. And that's really, you know, that's immaturity.
Very.
You will never find a solution when you're not mature, when you don't know what the problem is.
That is true.
And how can you know what the problem is when you don't have understanding? When you can't see it? You're only seeing the other person as a problem. Exactly. You're not yourself. Or what you did also. You know, and when you can approach the issues like that,
yep.
you will be able to solve them. You know, you'll be able to when another one comes up, you'll be able to address it more efficiently.
Yeah.
So our home isn't perfect by no means, but I've always made sure that we communicate.
Most definitely,
we talk things out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we are mature and we just come to an understanding.
Yeah, we do. And also is back to what we always discuss in our episodes for Convo versus Convo. It's all about having communication.
Right.
And really talking. And especially as parents, by giving your child a platform to even be open with you,
yes.
that also helps with communication. And especially if you find that you and your children fight a lot, and sometimes some fights could be even violent,
mm-hmm.
definitely take note and really ask yourself, why is my child spiraling out of control?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
What could have caused that? Because we've definitely heard stories of, you know, young of parents, and they have children who are probably like 16 or 17. And those are the most precious years of a young person's life, because that's when they're actually asking themselves, like, why am I here?
Yes, who I am.
Am I actually going to do?
Exactly. That's a very, very good point. I hope you guys are listening to that.
It is.
Because she, you know, to any teen or adolescent or young person, she's just like you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a very good point.
It is. And I'm really grateful that, you know, I really had my mom, you know, here and present. Because raising four kids by herself, I saw that it really, 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 really was not easy. Mm-hmm. But even despite the fact that she also had, you know, her own emotions, she had her own feelings, she was always present when our emotions needed attention.
Yes, you know, guys, being and for your parents out there, you know, being a parent is a lot of sacrifice. You have to put your own, not put your feelings aside, but I used to really bring mine to the table. You know, I was always vocal. My children always knew how I felt about everything. And I think that's what helped.
Yeah.
I never kept anything in. They always knew how I felt. But I also did a lot of listening, too. And at times, we fail to listen. We just want to talk down to or talk at. We don't listen, and that's the problem. That's another issue, why we don't have healthy relationships. So to sum it up, we need to listen more as parents. We need to listen more as children. We need to communicate better. We need to be more truthful. We need to just vocalize how we feel, you know, and just get it out. And just know that regardless of whether it's in a one-parent household or two, you still have someone there. Some people Yeah, you might think that your situation is so bad. Someone is worse than you. You're not alone here.
Oh, yeah.
And some of you may be saying, you know, okay, well, you're talking to us, but and you obviously have your mom. But I never had a mom. I don't have anyone. You know, you must have somebody. I mean, if you're able to listen to us, you're in a home with a computer or you have a phone or something. You're in an environment where you can listen. So there's someone that you can talk to. Okay, whether it's a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, niece,
yeah.
Your pastor, a counselor, a nurse, wherever you are, and you can listen to this, there is someone that you can reach out to.
Yeah, or if not, because sometimes there are some interesting people in this world, but
yeah.
If not, you can always talk to us. And really, especially, you know, by either reaching out to us via email or in the comments, by basically asking us questions, you know, questions that you may never had a parent to answer. Or if you may never had a mom and you want to ask her or ask questions based off, you know, especially girls.
Yeah.
There's some things that, you know, relatives or uncles who may be raising us or grandfathers who may be raising us can't answer. Now, you could just share my mom.
Aww.
Yeah, she's good because I don't know how I would have been able to make it through puberty without her, honestly.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I don't mind answering any of your questions. You can leave them in the comment section.
Yeah.
I'm very swift to reply.
Yeah, she is.
Or, you know, our email will also be there in the description.
Yep.
You know, but we're here. And please remember to turn on your notifications.
Make sure.
So that you know when we have a new episode coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure you don't miss it. And please share.
Please share. And also subscribe so that
subscribe.
You can see more videos like this.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you guys so much for joining us.
On Convo versus Convo.
Bye guys. Bye.